The state of New Jersey faces many challenges that have one common element, money, or in some cases, the lack thereof. Perhaps the highest priority of the challenges is school funding. For years, debate has been ongoing over how to slice the financial pie to best serve the education process. In many ways, that debate has actually slowed the path to a solution, as some say that failing schools are money pits, which deserve less, while schools with potential deserve more. Others state an opposite belief on that situation. My first guest today joins us to discuss the current state of affairs with school funding. She represents New Jersey's 11th District in the State Senate, Senator Jennifer Beck. Thanks for being here today, Senator.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you having me on.
And her website, to communicate with her on this and other issues, beck.senatenj.gov. And, well, certainly we've gone through the ringer and every option possible with no solution regarding school aid and funding. But I guess the current key point of focus is they call it the adjustment aid, and apparently there's a risk of that being eliminated. What's the situation regarding that? What would be the consequences if that were to happen?
So let's just start with some basic set of facts. In the state of New Jersey, you have 591 school districts. Of those 591, 421 overpay in their local property taxes for their school. The state sets a threshold called the local fair share. So that's essentially the amount that they say a particular district should be raising locally in property taxes to fund the school. Of the 591, 421 are overpaying locally for their schools. I think instinctively people already know that, but that helps to inform the rest of this conversation to put that information out there. Adjustment aid. Adjustment aid is also called hold harmless aid. It's called that because in 2008, when the new School Funding Reform Act was passed, this aid was intended to be phased out over 5 years. It held districts harmless from any loss of aid in the year it was passed, and then over time it was slowly supposed to decline. The challenge was that the assumption is that the formula would be run and funded each and every year thereafter. As we know, the formula is an expensive formula, and the state of New Jersey couldn't afford it, so it was never really truly funded. And since that time, we have essentially, small exceptions here and there, flat funded our schools. And over time, we've had big demographic shifts. We've had enrollment changes. And that is now not reflected in the amount of state aid distributed to districts. So the conversation about adjustment aid is, hey, should we go back and revisit that category of aid and try to redistribute it or move it around so that it goes to places with big enrollment growth, who also may be overfunding their schools, and so on. The challenge we have as you really dig into it, and I've been working on this issue for a number of years, is that at this point in time, after almost a decade has passed, that the 181 districts that do receive adjustment aid, of them 100 overpay in local property taxes, and 157 of the 181 are underfunded themselves. I'm maybe not offering the solution right now, but I do want at least listeners to understand the challenge of and the complexity of the issue that we have in front of us.
Well, certainly, if we can't define and detail the problem, then a solution is, you know, a long time theory versus any concrete path to a factual solution. There was also a chart that came out of a spreadsheet that basically is balanced on, they call it spending relative to adequacy. Just right. A couple of quick examples. In Sussex County, Hardison Township, they're spending relative to adequacy is 9%. You go to Cape May Point, and their percentage is 169.4%. With that percent, on that percentage gauge, is the number closer to zero the better point of balance? And that 169, for example, is way overboard.
So first, I think for people that don't know what adequacy is, we should explain to them what that is. So adequacy was a standard that was set in state statute under the new school funding formula that is the amount per child that you should spend based on the child's needs. So every district, every school district has a number per pupil that should be spent that is called the adequacy number. You can be above it or you can be below it. But we have to keep in mind that you can be above it because you overtax locally, and you can be under it because you undertax locally. And then, of course, the same with the second component of school funding, state aid, right? So remember, school aid is a combination of local property taxes plus state aid equals the total amount you spend. So if the state underfunds you, you could be under the adequacy number. And if the state overfunds you, you could be over the adequacy number. But the reality is, of the 591 school districts the state of New Jersey has, 545 are underfunded by the state of New Jersey. So, you know, so when you point out particular districts, I would need to have the data right in front of me to tell you in more detail what's sure. going on. Why are they under? They could be below because maybe the school board has made a decision that locally they don't want to raise property taxes any further. So they could be underfunding locally on purpose. You know, they might be have made a conscious decision not to, or it could be you could be overspending locally and still be under adequacy because the state of New Jersey isn't giving you enough money. So I hope I'm not confusing people too much. The issue is confusing. I think really the debate that's happening now in Trenton is that we have some places in the state where they have had enormous enrollment growth that have received virtually no new aid from the state of New Jersey, and local property taxpayers are overpaying, trying to support, you know, lots of new kids, and 40 kids in the classroom, 37 kids in the classroom, places with no libraries, a kid being taught in a hallway because there isn't classroom space, being taught on the stage in a cafeteria like in Freehold Borough. They literally set up a classroom on the stage in the cafeteria because they didn't have any space left. And those districts that are so grossly underfunded, we have to address it because it is not fair that the state isn't participating in funding education where they've had this big enrollment growth. And that is really the debate that's in front of the Senate Budget Committee now. How do we do it and in what way? And I really have been participating and pushing this issue, I'm going to say, since I was in office in 2005, elected to the state assembly, and have had some small successes, three different occasions, three different commissioners, was able to secure additional dollars for underfunded districts with big enrollment growth. But, you know, we are talking about, do we do a wholesale change, or maybe we add some additional dollars for places where they've got this big growth in student population.
And that's part of the question, too, as we wrap up our time with State Senator Jennifer Beck from the 11th District here on Issues and Ideas. Are we talking about a shifting of the money versus finding new money to fill the gap? And if it's the latter, where do we look?
Yeah, so I think that there has to be a combination of both. But in light of the fact that if you shift money, you probably are taking money away from a school district that is already making property taxpayers overpay, is not a real option. You know, I mean, you can't go to a school district where people are already strapped and overpaying and say, oh, now we're going to take state aid away. I mean, it just, you can't do it. So there are 46 school districts that, according to the School Funding Reform Act, are overfunding in terms of state aid by small amounts. But when you aggregate those amounts over the 46 districts, it's like $10, $11 million. I think it's a place to start the conversation. And secondarily, we may need some additional new resources to help get the underfunded districts that are now really far behind up to speed. Freehold Borough and Red Bank, I represent 18 towns in Monmouth County, and in my district, Freehold and Red Bank have seen big population, student population growth with really very little commensurate additional state aid.
And to add this to this entire venture, State Senate President Steve Sweeney has said by the time of the budget drop dead date, there is no solution to school funding. There will be no budget. And so over those next 50 or so days, and this is a situation that really involves school districts in every county throughout the state. And if you go to beck.senatenj.gov, on the most recent press release on the homepage of Senator Beck's webpage, you can see links to a couple of the spreadsheets and some of the details I used as reference here as well to just really learn in your backyard exactly what the money situation and the imbalance or maybe the overbalance is regarding school districts in your neck of the woods. Again, you can communicate your thoughts on the on this issue and learn more about the school funding situation at beck.senatenj.gov. She is the state senator in New Jersey for the 11th District. Senator Jennifer Beck, thank you for helping us better understand this situation. Certainly vital and for taxpayers as well as parents of students and for the administrators. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks. I appreciate your time, Chris, and I appreciate you covering this topic.